It is time for the Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman, the Executive Director of CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And our guest today, Julia Coffey, the owner of Michael Terra Farm in West Hampton. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about the Northampton Winter Fair tomorrow.
Saturday, that's right, at the Northampton Winter Market. If we go back 7-8 years, there were no winter farmers markets in the whole state of Massachusetts. Activists in the Greenfield community started up a one-day market. CESA was a little bit behind the scenes volunteering, not in any official capacity. We brought it to Northampton, and I think in 2009, and we had 2,000 people come in 4 hours.
In the winter.
In the winter. And now we have 6 or 7 ongoing winter farmer markets in Western Massachusetts.
So you got a pretty good schedule, a lot of workshops. In fact, Julia, you're going to be doing one.
I'll be doing a workshop at noon on growing mushrooms at home, which is something that is really nice because you can do in the middle of the winter.
So someone can go to this workshop at Winter Fair at the winter market at the vocational school tomorrow. And if they're inspired, they could buy a kit, and within 2-3 weeks, they have some mushrooms.
I've always been under the impression that mushrooms was a very difficult, tricky thing to do.
It takes a lot of training, but once you have the know-how, it can be really well simplified into some very basic applications. They're decomposers, and if you give them the food they want to eat, they will grow for you.
I've called a couple of friends decomposers in my time.
I know of whom you speak. What am I looking at here? This is the most gigantic array of mushrooms I've ever seen. What is that?
Well, you are looking at our shiitake mushroom kit. All of our mushrooms grow on the same substrate material that consists of hardwood sawdust that we supplement with some organic grains. And right here, the shiitake have completely transformed that hardwood sawdust into ultimately the mycelium. It's the living growing tissue that feeds on the sawdust. Once they've accumulated enough nutrients, they'll just explode with mushrooms all over their surface.
That's amazing. Like it came out of a museum or something.
It just came right out of our grow room, and it happens to be the first one I saw when I walked in this morning.
So, Julia, why is it that your business actually does a little bit more business in the winter than in the other seasons? Why is that?
In the summer months, when people have their last $5 at the farmer's market, they're looking for the ripe fruits of the seasons, which happen to be strawberries, raspberries, peaches. And I think those raspberries pose some really stiff competition for us. In the winter, the flavors are a little bit more limited and the flavor and texture is a little more limited. Our mushrooms really stand out. I actually suggest that all mushrooms are cooked. Mushroom cells are made of chitin. It's a very rigid material. And in order to get the most benefit out of them, even a very light cooking helps release their nutrients.
And they're so great for winter cooking, actually, when you're making soups or sautés, when you're working with smaller amounts of maybe meats or whatever that might be. It really adds a heartiness, you know, real rootiness to that I think makes a rich flavor that we do love to have.
We're talking about the Northampton Winter's Farmers Market that's going to be happening tomorrow.
And the other thing I want to say about Winter Fair, when we come to the market, we always try to just lift up the winter markets a little bit because tomorrow it's going to be in Northampton and then the 23rd in Springfield and the 30th in Amherst and then February 6th in Greenfield. But we're also going to be matching SNAP or food stamps up to $10. So we really want all of this beautiful harvested food that's locally grown to be available for more and more people in the community.
And you've got all kinds of workshops. I love this one about spinning yarn with Jill Horton Lyons of Winterberry Farm.
Any interest you might have, there's 4 really eclectic workshops. You can just go from one to the next and the next, and the workshops are free. You can maybe get more involved in something you've always wanted to do.
You know, Anne-Marie and I are taking a romantic weekend. I'm going to have to whisper here because she can't know about this making kombucha with Melody Litwin.
I don't want to get involved in your relationship. Hang in there, Bob.
We're talking to Julia Coffey here at Michael Terra Farm in West Hampton. You have an interesting story about this land itself, don't you?
Well, I grew up in West Hampton. I went out and studied mycology and agriculture in Washington State. And after about 10 years, I moved back and started the farm. Actually, I was renting the place when I started the farm. Purchased the farm in 2012, so I didn't have to ask for forgiveness for starting a mushroom farm in their basement. Now I'm leasing land from my family, who own the adjoining property still, and that's where my greenhouses are, and the majority of our mushrooms are produced.
So this is basically where you grew up?
Yes. I went full circle.
Did you look out the window when you were a little girl and say, oh, I must have this land someday?
Not exactly, but I have some great memories of playing there. It's so privileged. Western Mass has one of the best local food economies, and I'm really glad to be back and glad to be contributing something to it.
What are these little crates you have here of mushrooms?
I have the Anokitake mushroom. It's actually a native of North America. This variety is particularly popular in Japan. It's great in stir fries, miso soup, really nice, delicate mushroom with a nutty flavor.
It sort of looks like lots of people like standing up very excited.
I was going to say that, yes.
Yeah, it has a very good community feel to
it. Yes, it does.
Then I've got the lion's mane mushroom, beautiful, almost icicle-like cluster mushroom. And it's really unique because it's known for a very lobster or seafood-like flavor. One of the great things about direct marketing at the farmer's market is I love seeing people, their expressions when they first see them, size of one or the curves of another. They really do have quite unique expressions to them.
Julia Coffey has been our guest from West Hampton, the Mycoterra Farm. Phil Korman, how do people find out more about this event?
All you need to go to is buylocalfood.org, and all the information about all the winter fairs over the next 4 weeks are there.
And it all starts at 10:30 on Saturday.
That's right.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Julia.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.